101. Tis the Season Gospel Concert, Saturday, December 2nd at 5 p.m. at the New Bethel Community Missionary Baptist Church. Reverend Clarence Dupar is the pastor, Community Lane in Alexandria. Don't you miss it. This concert is hosted by Bernard Harvey and Evangelist Shirley Albert. The New Bethel Community Missionary Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYT 88.1.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
It's gonna be all right.
It's gonna be all right.
No need to worry.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's gonna be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
What you would have us to say. We thank you now much in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of Matthews, St. Matthews, and the 22nd chapter, beginning at the 34th verse. But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher," or "Master," it means the same thing, "which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And this is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the laws of the prophet." Amen. Talk a little while tonight about 40 words. 40 words. Jesus used 40 words to make a mini gospel out of the Ten Commandments. Amen. Y'all might count them. You can count them when you go home. You can count them now. But he cut down the size of the Ten Commandments, although they are still liable to be kept by God's children. Amen. I say he cut it down. He didn't dismiss them, but they were cut down. Jesus had been in a discussion in the synagogue with the Sadducees. And as you know, the Pharisees and the Sadducees had different beliefs. And I said last night that there are many churches in our time as present that have different beliefs. There is one God, one Lord and Savior over all. Amen. One Spirit, one Holy Spirit, and one Jesus Christ. And all three are one in combination with each other. Each one has a different or the same office, carrying out the same plan of salvation. When you look at an egg, you have the yolk, you have the white and you have the shell, but it's still just one egg. Tree have the taproot, which would be called the root, the body, and the limb, or the leaves. Three distinct offices in one particular organization. Amen. People will try to find new things to infatuate you with, but there is nothing new under the sun. The Bible is given to us, and God might give some of us different revelations, but it's not new. Amen. The Sadducees had a problem because they did not believe in the resurrection. And up above these scriptures that we have read tonight, Jesus was in a confrontation with them because they come to ask him a question. There was these seven brothers, and one was married to this young lady. And after a while, each brother, one by one, died. And each one that died, the other married the young lady. Until it was the last brother. And finally, the lady died. The question was, whose wife shall she be in the resurrection? Thinking that he's just a little plowboy from down in Nazareth, little country boy that didn't know anything. And he's walking around being called rabbi, master. They wanted to find out the depth of his understanding. Jesus said, in the resurrection, there is no marriage nor anyone given in marriage, for we shall be as angels. He shut them up. You can shut people up sometime if you know the word. Amen. And Jesus was the author of the word. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, the Pharisees was nearby and they heard this discussion. They heard Jesus silence the Pharisees, Sadducees, I'm sorry. They heard the discussion and they just standing there with their mouth open. They didn't know what to ask next. Amen. They just standing there amazed at his education in spirituality. Amen. And so they decided to send a lawyer, not someone that wasn't familiar with the laws, not someone that was, you might say, a gopher to go do something that you just want them to do. But they sent an educated man that were well doctrined in the law to go ask Jesus a question. You know, people will do that, amen, because you are preaching the word and people seem to understand and hear and follow you. They will find something to try to show you up. Amen. They sent the lawyer to Jesus to ask him a question. And when he got there, I'm pretty sure he didn't know himself. Must not known to have to go to find Jesus. When he approached Jesus, he asked him, which is the greatest of the commandments? which is the greatest. Now, we have 10 of them. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not covet. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor. Thou shalt not make any graven image. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. And all of these laws were hanging out there. Now, he wanted to find out of which one was the greatest, or which one was more apt to be kept. Because, you know, we are like that ourselves. Some of us Baptist people, we'll keep the more, but we'll break the less. And if you break one, you done broke them all. Amen. And he approached Jesus with that question, which law, which commandment of the law is the greatest? Now, Jesus wasn't dumb. Amen. And I don't know no seminary he had went to, but I do know that the law that was written came out of his mouth. Amen. So he used 40 words to explain to him which one was the greatest. He took away all that writing. He didn't take away the law of the power of that law. But he took away all the writing of all the 10 and just gave 2. First one was, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. That's the first thing. With all your heart. Amen. Now, what he did, he got real personal. Because, see, you can keep the law as long as nobody watching you. Amen. But when people stop watching you or looking at you, you break more laws than the man will allow. Amen. The woman that was caught in the very act of adultery had broke the law, but those that brought her broke it. Because if they wasn't guilty, they wouldn't have walked away when Jesus was writing on the ground. Amen. The pot can't call the kettle black. They inquired which one is the greatest. Jesus said, I tell you what, listen, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Now, everything that happens to us has to travel those three avenues, the heart, the mind, and the soul. Amen. That's all combined together in one human. Amen. You get something in your mind first. Amen. And if it's strong enough, it'll go to your heart. Amen. And then if it's strong enough in your heart, it'll spread over your soul and take possession of you. Amen. So this is what Jesus was saying to them that thought they knew, but was of a little small learning compared to him. Jesus was trying to tell you, you no longer have to look on the tablets outside, but look inside. You see, a lot of the religious people are religious on the outside. Amen. But they have nothing on the inside. We can go to church for 2 hours on a Sunday and act like holy angels, but meet me on Monday morning. Amen. I was hearing the pastor talk about those that are over religious. I'm blessed and highly favored. We all blessed and highly favored. Amen. You don't have to tell me that, because I know the condition that I'm in. Amen. We all are highly favored. God don't favor you no more than he favor me. If he did, the Bible is untrue, because he say he doesn't have any respect of people. No respect of persons. He loved the sinners tonight, just like he loved the church. It was the sinners that made the church. You don't hear me tonight. If you're going to be a Christian, it's going to be in your heart. Amen. First, it comes in your mind, because faith comes by hearing. Amen. You got to hear it first. That's why I have a problem with people that don't go to church. Talking about, I can look at television. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and look at it. You just, when you get up to go get your glass of water or a cookie or something, you just might miss something. Amen. That would be detrimental to salvation for you. But you got to assemble yourself. Forsake not to assemble yourselves together. Amen. And when you assemble yourself, then we draw strength from one another. You don't hear me. We all don't have the same problem, but somebody in here can help somebody by holding your head up, smiling, and going on with joy when you know you got problems in your life. That's an encouragement to somebody else. Amen. Don't you know God sometimes let trouble come on somebody just for the next one? He'll hit a strong one. Let Satan hit a strong one to show you how to take your medicine. Huh? And then somebody says, well, I don't know if I could go through that. Oh, yeah, if you got God, you can go through it. Because you know how God is tonight? You might be standing in the boxing ring, but God says, sit down on the stool. I'm going to fight your battle. He fights your battle. You might be in the boxing ring, but God is doing the fight. And then you find, why, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. So they asked Jesus the question, which one is the greatest? And Jesus just touched them personally. Personally. Because it's no longer an outside force, an outside church. But God is on the inside. Amen. You can walk around as they did with the laws on their sleeves. Big prayer robes and prayer bands. And going in the marketplace at high noon. Praying these old long drawn out prayers. Trying to fool people. While there was some needed person walking in that vicinity that they overlook. That's why it concerns me tonight to even have a president candidate, as far as they are in the polls, that says he never asks for forgiveness. Wow, you know, think about it tonight. Think about it. All of us that are Christians had to ask God for forgiveness at one time. When you are a sinner, you just can't come in until you repent of your sins. So I know, and he walking around with a Bible in his hand and with the evangelicals. Satan is deceiving. And he's slick. He's cunning. Amen. Which one
is the greatest. Jesus said, well, let me tell you like this. First of all, if you love God, love God. Not that kind of love that are boastful and prideful. Amen. And arrogance. Amen. Not that kind of love. I'm talking about humility love. The kind of love that still rings no matter what. Because you know sometimes people act like they're Christian as long as things going right. But as soon as things start going bad, they start going bad too. They drop away from the church. Stop going. Well, say they're not putting it in mind. What's the sense of me going? I'm having problems anyhow. You don't go to church because you have problems. Amen. And don't you know Satan can't do no more to you than God allow him? Love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, and your soul. Some Bible say with strength. Your strength is the willingness of an effort put forth to love God. Amen. A lot of people in the church don't know what love is when it comes to God. The reason I know it because I watch the offering table in my churches. And then all the holy rollers and the hallelujahs and all that is the one that don't put anything in church. There ain't no love. Love is giving what you have. What God asks for, even if it's for a bill, but trusted in him that he's going to work it out. And I guarantee you he will work it out. Can we cut the heat down a little bit? I'm almost roasted. I'm ready for the sauce. Amen. I'm going to turn myself over and let somebody pace me. You're bringing the grease out of me. I feel 2 pounds less. Which one is the greatest? Now, let me just tell you this. Your mind is the first thing that perceives any thought. All your thoughts come through your mind. Young man can get a young girl on his mind. He won't know how to act. Start acting all strange, weird like. Amen. Because she's on his mind and he's calling and calling and calling because she's on his mind. But if she doesn't really pierce his mind enough to go to his heart, he'll have another one next week. Amen. That's why a lot of people hop from church to church to church, because God is not in the heart. Just a mind looking for something. Jesus, with clarity, with simplicity, and with a perfection, he gave the message that it first has to start in your mind. You got to make yourself aware of God. Amen. God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. You got to seek him. And he not far from us. He stand at the door of your heart knocking. But you got to be sure when you say come in that you want him to come in. And you got to commit yourself or sacrifice yourself to the cause. You see, The parable Jesus told about the sower went out and sowed. If he just sowed in the mind, then it wouldn't be there that long. Amen. Because it's so many things in this world that you can put your mind on to get Jesus out of it. Amen. Sometimes people come to John Church, you don't see them no more all year because it was in their mind. Amen. It starts in the mind, but you got to stay there long enough. You got to commit yourself deep enough for it to run down to the heart. Woman get her mind on a diamond, then it runs to her heart, and the next thing you're going to know, she's got it on her finger. Amen. Because when it gets to your heart, even sin, when sin get in your heart, it is conceived by the action of your bodies. Jesus said it's got to get in your mind. Then it's got to get in your heart. You got to love God with your heart. That's why he told the disciples, don't let your heart be troubled. Because when your heart is troubled, your whole soul is troubled. Get in your heart. Then once it gets in your heart, it's spread all over your soul. Then you can say you're Christian. Amen. Then you say that I'm headed down a road that nobody's going to turn me back on. Amen. And then he said, the second one is likened to the first. He even get more personal. Because everybody ought to love themselves. But you know there are some people that don't love themselves. Huh? There are some people that don't love themselves. They don't love nobody else. They don't love nothing. Amen. But he made it personal because he knows that you love yourself. You don't want yourself harmed. You don't want nobody lying on you. Amen. You're going to treat yourself good. You're going to give yourself first. Amen. So he used that personality, that personality of self to contrast with the neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Then that entails if you love your neighbor, if you love yourself, if you forgive yourself. Don't you know you got to forgive yourself? Huh? Don't you know God sees things in you that you don't know you have? Huh? Do you know that? Do you not know that God knows what you're going to end up to be before you even had a thought? Huh? But what he requires of us is to deny self. Now that's a big thing right there. Because everybody want to be it. Everybody want to be the it, the one that's noticed. Amen. Everybody wants to be on the top shelf.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events on the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 1410 Cathy Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71303. Or phone me at area code 318 3448. 3448. It's going